This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, September 25th. Well, cattle markets on Friday were kind of mixed. Feeder cattle were quiet, trading an inside day. Live cattle, however, started to see some upward momentum resume. And the front months are back to the highs, the record highs and the contract highs on the Octobers. The back months are pretty close to their contract highs. So we're, you know, seem to have turned that corner after a 2 or 3 day correction. At least the live cattle seem to have found solid support and starting to resume that upward momentum. In feeders, again, just an inside day, quiet day after a week of pretty choppy price action, but generally moving lower. For the week, feeders lost about 3.25, and live cattle were basically unchanged on the front month, just up slightly. In the cash trade, we were firm. The Fed trade looks like it's averaging around 185, which would be up 1 from the previous week. Dressed at 292 is basically unchanged. Box beef values were stronger. Choice up 140 at 303. Select up 143 at 280. The spread lost 3 cents. We're sitting at 2290. Movement was 98 loads on Friday, so for the week, we're at 704 loads moved. That eclipsed last week, which was the best we'd seen all calendar year. So 2 weeks in a row where you just have major box beef movement. Last week, it came on discounted prices. This week, not so much. I mean, we started out a little bit weaker on the box beef, but we ended, you know, Thursday we were slightly higher, Friday we were strongly higher. So the market looks like it's firming up on the cash trade, and clearly we have very good demand. On the discounted prices, we were moving a lot of beef, and even as the prices started to stabilize and improve, we were still moving a lot of beef. So the demand is there, the seasonal cycle has us pushing higher, and the cash trade is responding as well. Slaughter on Friday was just 114,000 head. So for the week, we're at 612,000. That was down 11,000 from the previous week and down 15,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 87 cents. We're sitting at 253.22. Dressed weights last week averaging 826 pounds. That's up 2 from the previous week, but it's still down 3 from a year ago. Total beef production was 515 million pounds. That was down 5 million from a week ago. Friday, we also saw a cattle on feed report. Total on feed numbers as of September 1 was at 98% of a year ago at 11.1 million head. That compares to the estimate of 98%. So it was right in line with what the trade was looking for. August placements at 2.0 million head, that was 95% of a year ago. That was also right at where the average estimate was. And August marketings at 1.88 million head, 94% of a year ago, which also was right in line with trade estimates. So no surprises at all in the cattle on feed report. So I don't think this really has an impact on the market at all. Moving forward, we know that numbers are tight. You know, the beef herd supply has been declining for 3 or 4 years. Calf crops have been declining, obviously. And so supplies are just getting tighter and tighter. We saw the first signs of herd expansion with heifer retention in the July inventory report. I would imagine that's going to continue as producers make decisions about what to move to town and what not to. I think they're going to keep their heifers. A lot of them will try to keep the steers as much as they can and background them at least until January. But I think we've started that herd rebuilding process. You have good rains across the northern plains and the northern Midwest over the weekend. That's going to shore up, you know, any moisture deficits headed into winter. So that sets you up for good spring pasture conditions. In the southern plains, we've seen rain increasing there too. Not so much in the far western plains as far as Texas go, but western Kansas has had a significant increase in rain. But central Texas on east has had a notable increase in moisture as well. So we are seeing the drought regions shrinking rapidly. In fact, this sets the stage for good grazing for remaining pasture. It also sets the stage for good winter wheat plantings and establishment. So my guess is this fall, You'll see a notable increase in demand for the lighter weight calves to put on winter wheat pastures. That will probably happen more toward later October because you're still seeding winter wheat. You want to get it established before you put cattle on it. So kind of keep an eye out for that as well. But I think that there's so much competition for very tight numbers of calves, not only from the large feedlots, but from the farmer feeder in the Midwest. He's got a lot of corn and, you know, the backgrounders and the winter wheat grazers. So, you know, I think this supports the market easily into early October and probably into late October, early November. I know we're already at nosebleed levels. Market had a pretty decent correction last week. But I think the support we're seeing in live cattle and just the general, you know, weakness of corn with the harvest coming on with corn, you got a fresh corn crop coming into the pipeline. I just think demand for calves is going to be strong. And that tight supply just keeps the market well supported. So seasonally, we're looking for early October at least. But my guess is that you'll stretch this out to late October, probably early November. It's hard to envision just how high this market can go. Again, we're already at record highs. We've surpassed 2014, which was an eye-popping number in itself. But this is 9 years later in a completely different world. So I think this correction probably is complete, and we'll start working our way higher here over the next couple weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.